Today, we're going to talk about one of the greatest frustrations in life. Absolutely one of the most difficult things, and that is, of course, our email inbox and how it haunts us and how it drives us and how it ultimately drives us crazy. My name is Stephen Carter, and my mission is to develop the entrepreneurial mindset in all learners so they are radically transformed to impact their lives. So I really should start by explaining that I am obsessed, absolutely obsessed, with lots of things for that matter, but the main thing is with time management. Oh my gosh, when I get a new book on time management, when I'm listening to a podcast on time management, if I'm devouring a series of audiobooks or lectures on time management, I am taking notes, I am diving in, because I fully believe that if I can manage my time, then I can manage my life. And yet, there is, in the world of time management, something that has eluded me for many, many years. I am, of course, referring to the email inbox. Ah, yes, the bane of existence for many of us. I don't care what your industry is, whether you're in business, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you are an educator, the email inbox is something that, well, quite frankly, can be infuriating, especially to those of us who focus so heavily on time management. Because the email inbox is a great suck of time and a valuable, precious time. You know, the dings that go off when the emails arrive, the alerts that pop up on our desktop that distract us from our work and pull us away. The email inbox is ultimately what Chris McChesney and Sean Covey were discussing in the Four Disciplines of Execution when they talked about the whirlwind. There's this idea that the whirlwind sucks us away from the projects that are important, the projects that are going to help build into our dreams and our passions. And the whirlwind sucks us into the urgent. This is exactly how the email inbox works. It pulls us into the immediate. It forces us to focus on things that ultimately are a bit distracting. Now, don't get me wrong. There are plenty of times when emails are, in fact, deserving of our attention. Plenty of times when we need to focus and really provide information that someone is requesting. But this is not the norm. The norm is that the email distracts us from something more important. So when it comes to time management, we are ultimately trying to figure out how to prioritize our time. Of course, the great mastermind behind all of this is Stephen Covey, whose work, released in 1989, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, still holds true today, if not more true than when it was originally published. Now, I'll go ahead and tell you, when people ask my favorite books, The 7 Habits is always at the top of the list. I made a commitment several years ago that every year I would reread the book, whether it's listening to the audiobook, which Stephen Covey reads himself, or rereading the actual book, because I will tell you, this book has dramatically impacted my life. It has caused me to rethink many of the things that I do and truly implement these habits. And one of the habits that rises to the top is what Covey calls put first things first. This is his way of saying, learn to prioritize. If we want to live an effective life, we have to learn to prioritize. We have to learn to put the first things, or rather the most important things, first. We may have a dream, a goal, an ambition in our life that we will never fully realize, never fully reach, because we will constantly be pulled away by the whirlwind of the urgent. This is the plight of all of us, and it often happens through that email inbox. What will happen is we have a big project or a looming idea or something we want to do. Maybe it's a book we want to write. Maybe it's a health goal that we want to reach. Whatever it is, the urgent will pull us from the important. As Covey discusses this habit, he uses the famous Eisenhower matrix. Now, this matrix is a phenomenal tool of time management. And the matrix is divided into four quadrants. The top left quadrant is called the urgent and important quadrant. Now, this is the quadrant where the stuff that's really pressing, really needs our attention, and really truly is important goes. This is stuff that really should pull us away. These are the fires that we need to put out. These are the things that need to be addressed quickly. The second quadrant, this is the one on the top right, is the not urgent, but important. This is where Covey puts the big goals, the big dreams, the big ambitions. And what Covey suggests is that if we want to live an effective life, we need to live in the second quadrant. We need to live in the not urgent, but important quadrant. The problem? The urgent pulls us away. You see, in the bottom left quadrant, it is called the urgent, but not important. These are the things that masquerade as incredibly important. Oh my goodness, we need to do this right now. But in fact, they are not actually that important. These are the kind of things that if we don't directly address, someone else will take care of. Or maybe it didn't need to be addressed in the first place. Maybe it was just a worry that never actually materialized. Now, the last quadrant, this is the bottom right quadrant, is the most sinister of all. This quadrant is the not urgent and not important. This is where we get the email that directs us to a YouTube video that causes us to binge watch 10 YouTube videos. And before we know it, 45 minutes has passed and we're like, oh my gosh, where did the time go? Now I have to go pick up my kids and race home to make dinner. And then there's the tennis practice I got to get my daughter to. And before we know it, the day is over and we're saying, where did it go? The answer, it went into the not urgent and not important quadrant. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, the Eisenhower Matrix is a game changer. It's not just a matter of organizing, although it does help us organize. What it ultimately does is it rewires our mindset toward what we should focus on. It gives us the chance to truly hone in on the things that warrant our attention the most. Now, here's the hack. Here's how I've implemented this with regard to email. If you were to open up my email, my regular Outlook email, you would see that I have four primary folders. And yes, you guessed it. Each folder is named after a quadrant in the Eisenhower matrix. I have an urgent important folder. I have a not urgent important. I have a urgent not important. And I have a not urgent not important folder. So what happens is twice a day, I go into my email. And I very quickly organize whatever is in my inbox. I might have 10 emails in my inbox. I might have 30 emails in my inbox. Usually it's not less than 10. But what I'll do is I'll take each of them and very quickly put them into one of those four folders. Now, I say quickly because I have already decided which emails should go where. Quite frankly, I've even decided it based on the person. There are certain people who, when the email comes, it goes directly in urgent and important. I have to get to that right away. Then there are some where, well, let's just say it goes in a different folder. But here's what this helps me do. This helps me keep clarity in my inbox so that my inbox is not full. Because when it's full, it creates this diversion. It creates this sense of almost panic where I feel like I have to stop what I'm doing to address what appears to be urgent. When I see those blue numbers light up by the inbox telling me I have 10 new emails, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what if these need to be addressed right now? When in fact, maybe only one of them, if any of them, needs to be addressed right now. What this has allowed me to do is organize my inbox, which has helped me to organize my priorities, which has ultimately helped me achieve goals, dreams, and ambitions in that second quadrant. So what I would recommend for all of us is if we don't have the time to sit down and reread the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which again, I highly recommend, if nothing else, let's do a deep dive into the Eisenhower Matrix, and let's look at how this can help us organize not just our schedule, not just our time, which, by the way, I do use this for my time and my daily schedule. I actually have a whiteboard at my home office divided into four quadrants, and I have things in each of those quadrants to be addressed. But the greatest win is when we apply this to the areas that really need the most time management. For me, at least, that's the email inbox. So take a look at this matrix, take a look at this idea of prioritizing, because when we start to get our time under control, it brings the greatest benefit of all. You see, in the world of entrepreneurship, there's often talk about working on the business as opposed to working in the business. When we talk about schools and school educational systems, we talk about working on the school system, not working in the school system. This principle works the same way with our email. When we work on our email, as opposed to in our email, it gives us back that control, which ultimately gives us back our time, which ultimately gives us back our life. That is the big win. If we can take back our life through taking back our time, we can truly go after the things that matter and the things that are most important, and we can live that second quadrant life. Let's go.